This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. The late summer monsoon skipped our home near the banks of Ojolote. We were surrounded many times by dark clouds and lightning. Storms appeared to be heading our way, but they would either stay put before dissipating or abruptly head another direction. I may have jinxed the rainfall a time or two by being a little overcautious, racing around, slamming house windows shut and taking laundry off the line. I once said to Ms. Mosquitie that I should get laundry that had been on the line off. You know, it had been on there for 3 days. And I said, sarcastically, of course, probably dry. Leave it, she shouted at me. I'm trying to make it rain. Monsoon is a trickster. On sunny days, we thought we could cook in our solar oven, you know, and clouds would appear quickly and dampen that thought. That dampen the thought, my friends, but not our bodies, not the laundry or the earth. And so it goes, maybe in the fall, this late fall, rain, delightful rain, will appear. Ironically, rain falling up high in the mountains at the headwaters of the Ojolote brought that stream down to the grassland, and even on hot, dry days, it flowed by our place and, of course, begged to be visited. On a hot morning, Ms. Mosquitie and Mai and our dogs Choo-Choo and Farley, we went to the creek. It was rising. It was flowing rapidly, swift current. Farley, who had survived jumping in last summer and being swept away, proved that he had no memory of that event and jumped in for a swim, and away he went. I ran along the bank. Finally, he was swept near me. I reached down to grab him and fell into the current. Now dog and master are going downstream. This is not good, I remember thinking. That dog pedaling and stumbling and falling. An old dead emery oak had fallen across the creek, and the water roared up to it like a dam, but swiftly under it as well. Farley hit that snag and went under. And like the old Hank Williams song, Long Gone Lonesome Blues, he went under three times, but he only came up twice. I hit the snag and, clasping it with my right arm, reached underwater and pulled Farley up by the scruff of his furry neck. I held him tightly to my chest with my left arm, and the oak snag with my right arm. There was no footing. The current allowed no footing at all, but slowly I worked my ways backwards to the bank, Farley quite content to not move, and Ms. Mosquitie pulled him from my clasp, and after some work, I was able to pull myself onto that snag. Oh, my! Ms. Mosquitie and Choo-Choo led two old, sodden, foolish fellows home to dry out. Hey, along that creek bed is an interesting plant that had reappeared. Well, I mean, its roots were there, obviously, but seep willow has returned to that rocky bed. And there's some really nice clumps of that plant when the water subsides. You can see them. It's called, nervous laughter, it's called seep willow. It's not a willow. It's actually a Baccharis, the same genus, as desert broom. I've heard it called water willow and also batamote. Anywho, the tall, leggy, leafy plant in the stream bed is Baccharis salicifolia. It used to be glutinosa, referring to the resiny leaves, which smell pretty cool when you rubbed in, but is now salicifolia, meaning it's a willow-leaved. It's pretty common, but only found along watercourses, not really above 5,500 feet in elevation. But it will create these thickets and sometimes slow erosion. So a really cool native plant, and it's for a stream revegetation project, right? It has traditional medicinal uses. A tea from the leaves treats sinusitis or frontal headaches, I read. And also I read that boiled stems and leaves make a disinfecting wash for cuts and scratches. Very cool. If you're a butterfly geek, by the way, seep willow is the host plant of the fatal metal mark. Oh, yeah. So a cool native plant. Farley and I had a little chat. We're both a little too old to be jumping in the creek and be swept away, I said, looking into Farley's very intent and loving brown eyes. Let's end our journey together in the desert grassland, okay? I looked at him. The desert is beautiful, Farley. And his brown eyes said to me, yeah, it is. And a tail wagged. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.